Welcome to the Simplified Social Marketing Podcast. I'm Chelsea Gardner, and if you're ready to make marketing clear, manageable, and fun with practical steps and effective tools, you are in the right place, my friend. Together, we'll untangle the complexities of marketing your business and transform them into clear, actionable steps. Let's dive in. Hello. Hi, everyone. So I wanted to get up here today and talk about Instagram Reels. So I know that, you know, Reels back in 2020, when TikTok kind of released, everyone was in lockdown mode and we just wanted to have some fun. We just wanted to create some, you know, video content. Some content creators happened in that realm. And you know, Reels still today is a huge marketing strategy to use in our business. Now, does it need to be the only strategy that we use in our business? Absolutely not. No, not even in the least bit, right? And does it have to be incorporated in our social media strategy to be successful? No, not necessarily. But as a mortgage professional, people like to work with you, right? People are drawn to people as humans. And so people do business with you. And so sometimes doing Instagram Reels or video content in general, but today we're just going to kind of dive into Reels. And when I say Reels, I can also be referring to TikTok videos, things like that. You're going to hear me talk a lot about Instagram Reels over TikTok videos, simply because, at least from my experience with my clients, video content is not something that is consistent. And with TikTok, it's a lot of video footage. And to be successful over on that platform, from what I have experienced personally and from other creators as well as clients, you truly need to be very consistent over on that platform to grow with video content. And especially in the beginning, it's a lot of posting videos. So if you don't have a bank of videos to get started over on TikTok, it may not be the best choice to attempt to grow unless you really are diving into video content. So I digress a little bit there, but let's kind of talk about Instagram Reels and how they can truly benefit your business. And so if you're unfamiliar with what Instagram Reels are, they are short form video snippets where, you know, you hear people talk about trending audio or talking heads or anything like that. They're typically under 120 seconds. 90 seconds tends to be where the majority of people fall in terms of what you have the ability to record. And a lot of times you even want to keep them shorter than that, unless you're providing really good value, which I highly encourage. As a mortgage professional, unless you are trying to be a content creator, your Reels are going to primarily be educational, and they might not be the sexiest things, but they're sexy for the person looking for them. They're sexy for the realtor who needs the information that you're sharing over on those videos, right? So no, you may not get the million plus views on these Reels, but hopefully you're going to get the views that are needed and that are warranted for your content specifically. And so when we're looking at, you know, using Instagram Reels, a lot of people are doing the video content now. A lot of people are doing Reels. And so you may be like, Charles, I've done Reels in the past and my views are just not there. And I totally get it, right? The amount of Reels and even content in general that is on the platforms now is just astronomical. So it does significantly reduce the viewership on our Reels, on our content. And so it just really makes it that much more important to really have a diverse marketing strategy. And so with Reels in specifically, when using Reels specifically in your marketing strategy, it can actually help enhance your visibility. Reels still tend to get very good reach. I have seen it on, you know, all of my, on my platforms, my client platforms, there's still a pretty good significant reach there. Now, I will say other content is doing very well. Carousels have progressed significantly
over on Instagram for reach, but Reels still tend to be, at least from my experience, a very good way to reach your audience. And it builds that know, like, and trust factor, especially if we're in the video, if we're the talking head, or if we're just having some fun in the video. The know, like, and trust factor makes us human, right? We're all about humanizing our brand and building those relationships with our audience. And so when we are front and center, whether it be in our reels or in our stories, then we're humanizing ourselves. And so it really helps kind of, you know, build that trust with our referral partners, with our realtors, with our potential clients, with our past clients, right? It makes us a human and not a robot. So I definitely encourage building some of that into your marketing strategy just for that reason alone. Now, you don't necessarily have to be a talking head. A lot of people are like, I just don't like to get on video, or I, you know, critique myself, or I'm constantly reviewing it, right? For example, if you are listening to this podcast, obviously you can't see me, but this is also posted on YouTube where you can watch me chit chat to my computer screen. And I don't rewatch these videos ever. I don't even watch them after they're posted, because I know darn well that I'm going to go back and start critiquing things, or I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, this flyaway hair over here. I need to redo the whole video. I do the same thing when I do Instagram reels. I do the same thing when I record my podcast episodes, because I want to make sure that I am putting out the information. I'm giving you valuable insights. I'm building that know, like, and trust factor with you. And I'm establishing myself as the expert in this field, because I am, right? And so I'm establishing that with you. And I don't want my own self-conscious or my own, like, self, honestly, to hold back on that. So when you create these reels and these videos, honestly, you're building that know, like, and trust factor. So just post it, right? You are who you are. You speak how you speak. You look like you do on camera. Like, it is okay. You are a human. We are all human. And as we continue to do videos, it will get better. If you look at some of my old videos, like, holy moly, it gets better as you progress with your video content. Okay. And kind of going back to establishing myself as a expert in my field, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing when you even put out content in general, but using reels, you can truly provide extremely valuable insights, tips, mortgage advice in a very concise format. Again, you only have less than 90 seconds on Instagram reels to create videos. So you have to be very concise in your tips and your insights that you're providing people. If I were to put this as a video instead of a podcast talking about it, then I would basically tell you the benefits of using reels in your marketing strategy are enhanced visibility, you know, building a know, like, and trust factor, showing that you're an expert in the field, and engaging. It's an engagement boost. So that is a much shorter version than this 20-minute long podcast episode or YouTube video if you're watching, because I have to be much more concise on reels than I do when I'm expanding and I'm digging deeper. So think about that when you are doing reels, and you're truly not having to build an entire video complex, right? You're not having to do a 20-minute long video. Now, you could essentially, like, I could go and do a reel on, you know, the benefits of using reels and then direct you to listen to my podcast episode on reels for a deeper dive. You could do the same thing. If you have a YouTube channel, direct them to your YouTube channel and create an Instagram reel surrounding whatever that topic is. Hey, I just did a video on what first-time homebuyers need to bring to closing. Here's what they need to bring. Here's my checklist, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. To dive a little deeper, head over to my YouTube video and watch my quick tips on how to make it a smooth and flawless closing. So, you know, there's ways to do the long form content and the short form content, but when it comes to reels, you're really making them short and valuable tips and tricks and mortgage advice for your ideal client. So you don't have to think so much into it in the sense of, oh my gosh, I need to have this full-on script, because you don't, right? Benefits of using you as a mortgage professional, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. What sets you apart in the industry, right? 1, 2, 3. Like, very, very simplistic tips and insights go over on Reels, which makes it really nice, because you're not having to do a full 20-minute script over here. And then engagement, right? So the nature of Reels is truly to help build better engagement. So a lot of times it will boost your engagement rates. I personally have a tendency for people to engage more on my Reels than my actual static images that I put out there. But it really just depends. It could truly be that people engage more on your content when you post carousels versus Reels. So it's kind of a trial and error, but Reels do really help that engagement boost over on the platforms. And so when you are creating Reels, my biggest suggestion is to do face videos, right? So obviously talking to the camera or providing valuable insights, again, that builds that know, like, and trust factor. But I do have people that are like, Charles, I just don't have the time to sit down and do any Reels, which, by the way, it doesn't take that much time to do them. You can do them in a matter of, you know, you can knock out 10, 15 Reels in a matter of 10, 15 minutes. If you have your strategy in place. And if you work with me, I send you those strategies. And I can send over, like, I send my clients scripts and things like that. So it makes it so much easier if you're working with someone that can just kind of guide you through that. And I have a lot of clients who are like, I just don't have the time. Or I hear people say, I want to do video content, but I just don't know what to post, all of that stuff. So you can create effective Reels without showing your face. They're called faceless Reels. You might have seen the trend going around on Instagram. There are actually faceless accounts, right? And so you can do things like that. If you are at, you know, the beach and you take a really cool photo of, or not photo, you take a really cool video of the sunset or dolphins jumping or whatever the case is, and you want to use that as content and then overlay text on it, that's creating a reel without showing your face. You can create reels in Canva as well that are faceless, that you're using stock videos for. Will you get the same amount of reach? Probably not. So just kind of think about that as well. But I'd rather you put out the content and start getting in the habit of being consistent with your content, being consistent with videos, or just filming in general. So it is okay to do that. I don't want you to stress so much about, I have to have all these recordings and I have to do this and I have to do that, because social media is supposed to be fun. And when you start making it not fun, it's not fun. So, you know, think about that. So you can also do screen recordings with voiceovers. So for example, maybe you take a video of you're working at, I don't know, you're at a resort and you're working and you kind of pan around to the pools or whatever. Maybe you're in your backyard working and you're just panning around your backyard. Then you can do a voiceover as well, talking about mortgage processes or how, you know, you love being able to work from anywhere if you're trying to recruit, things like that, right? And then you can also create slideshows with customer testimonials, success stories. So you can absolutely create reels with, you know, your 5-star reviews that maybe you're not actually in the video, obviously, you know, not reading the reviews, but you have video footage in the background as your reviews slide in and out. You can also do animated infographics. So you can create like an infographic, like in Canva, with some quick mortgage tips and have it animated. And that can be considered, that's video, it's movement. So you would upload it as a reel. So there's ways to get around having to show your face on Instagram Reels and still being able to post Instagram Reels. We have a strawberry festival that is going on right now in the town over. And so some of my clients that are local, I created a video with, you know, the strawberry fest in the background with the information of text overlay on the video. So, you know, they're not in the video. It's not actual footage from them at the fair. So there's ways to build reels and still see success with that without showing your face. And there are tools and apps that can help with that. Again, Canva is a good one. CapCut, a lot of my clients will use if they're creating images and videos. I use InShot a lot for my edits. Video Leap is another one that I see content creators use a lot. So there's a lot of tools and apps that you can use. But honestly, you can create Instagram Reels and edit them in the app. You don't have to do it in a third-party app. I don't want that to be a holdup either. So you can absolutely create Reels in Instagram and edit them. But it has a pretty robust editing feature in Instagram. So don't be afraid to do that as well. But you can also record your video outside of the app on your phone, upload it, and edit it in the app. So there's ways to do that. And then really making sure that we have a balanced content variety. So incorporating Reels, like I said at the very beginning, should not be your main marketing strategy, but they should be incorporated into your overall marketing strategy. It's really something about balancing Reels with some other content types over on Instagram and Facebook to really have a well-rounded social media presence. People interact with various things. Some people interact better with video. Some people would rather see static pictures or carousels of information. So having that well-rounded social media presence and balancing those Reels in there is so crucial and beneficial to your overall marketing strategy. And also, if you think about it, like, okay, that makes it much easier. I'm not having to do three Reels a week. If I want to post three times a week, I just need to do one Reel a week, right? And the other two can be other graphics or other content types. So I just saved you some other time. All right. So a few tips to get started, right? My biggest tip is make very simple strategies, brainstorm content ideas, do some basic filming and editing. Again, you can do it right in the app, but have the ideas ready to go. So when you go to do your Reels and you go to do your recordings, you already have the information in front of you to do it, right? So you don't have to sit down and be like, oh, what am I creating today? Or what do I want to talk about today? You can easily just go in and be like, let me pull up my content strategies. Let me, you know, as you're getting phone calls from realtors or clients, write down their questions. Those can turn into Reels answering those questions. Okay, so that's the easiest and most simple way to really just get started with Reels. It's first of all, creating your content ideas. All right. And so my, you know, I always like to give you guys a call to action, something to do, very simple. So my action for you is, in order to get started with Reels, you need to have the content ideas. So I want you this week to think of five content ideas that you could turn into a Reel. So I'll give you one. You can make a Reel on what a first-time homebuyer needs to bring to closing, right? And so that Reel and that content would be super simple. If there's five things that they need to bring to closing, your hook at the beginning would be, here are the five things that first-time homebuyers need to bring to closing. Number one, da-da-da-da. Number two, da-da-da-da-da. Right? And so that would be your Reel. You don't have to dig too deep. You don't have to say they need to bring this, but da-da-da-da-da. Like, very, very simple. And then, you know, your call to action can be, see the caption below for more details. And then in the caption, you could write out more information. All of that stuff. So that's one idea. So now you have four more to go. So write down, think about some content ideas. Where can you store these? You can do it on a Google Drive. And then on your phone, you would keep that Google Drive. So when things pop up or ideas pop up or questions, you get a call on your cell phone and you get a question. You're like, ooh, that would make a good Reel. Plug it into that Google Drive for the next time when you go to create your Reel. So I hope this was helpful for you. If you like and subscribe to my channel, you'll get updates like this every week with various tips, tools, and tactics for your social media, really trying to just simplify your social media for you and, you know, make it fun and exciting and engaging, but also giving you simple strategies that you can work on each and every week. So please be sure to like and subscribe on my channel. And I hope to see you guys next time. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode of the Simplified Social Marketing Podcast. Make sure to follow me on any of your favorite social platforms at The Chelsea Gardner. And don't forget to hit subscribe for your weekly dose of marketing magic. Until next time, my friend, remember to keep your marketing simple and effective.